Hello and welcome. I'm out hiking at the moment, so I just felt like cutting a video. Just want to talk about a few things. So these are just my thoughts out loud. So there's not going to be any real structure to this. It's just a stream of consciousness. I'm not sure if I'll upload these or not. It depends how the sound comes out. But I just want to say that things are changing. And I guess that happens when you lock down a large portion of the world's population and interaction largely shifts online. I remember a wise old man said to me once, he was an old boxing coach. He said, "You know what, kid?" He said, "You should stop blaming the world for everything wrong in your life because she isn't listening." He was right. Yeah, a young man with a chip on his shoulder thinking that the world owes him something gets back exactly what he gives out. And often it's not what happens to him, but rather it's what he missed out on. Yeah. I mean, one of the saddest things in life is when a man doesn't even know what he's missed out on. He just went through the motions in life, all the way to his grave. I mean, it always pays to listen to a man's experiences. Okay? And of course, you always have to play a bit of beating around the bush before you get to the truth, but you can cut through all the bullshit and all the surface level crap by just, digging a little deeper. Because I find even the hardest men, they're more than willing to impart their experience if you approach those experiences with curiosity and compassion. You foster that kind of environment where men can be open with each other and just shoot the shit without judgment. And you watch the floodgates, they open. Because it's true, you can learn more in an hour of play than you can in years of therapy. So you just need to create a space that fosters trust, without all the finger pointing, without all the shaming. But the one overriding common theme that I see with men today is, of course, disappointment in women. It seems to be a pretty universal theme. Even if that man himself initially doesn't realize that, they come to that realization eventually. And it's generally through engaging with other men and hearing their stories, about their relationships and so on. But how it typically goes is there can be a lot of projection onto the woman initially with no introspection on the man's part, which you've seen it. It's just a hamster wheel of frustration and anger until finally they realize the cost of that investment and that they're only limiting and hurting themselves in the process. Or it can go the other way, which is, typically far more common, where the man beats himself up, where he blames himself, where he gets self-destructive. I watched a video of humans the other day. I think the theme of the video, it was about men telling other men to just start a business. I laughed out loud because it's typical. Men are just expected to, and expect of themselves, to just take the weight of the world on their shoulders without question. Yeah, I run businesses, but I've been doing that my whole life. But I knew since I was a kid that I could only get things going if I surrounded myself with people who have experience and knowledge. So I could utilize that along with leveraging off their networks. So I wouldn't be able to go it alone in business and make things work. Nor would I ever have that expectation, nor place that expectation on myself, even today. Because I need that support. I need those networks. I need those relationships, personally and professionally, as do the men I do business with. So men, they're incredibly hard on themselves. A lot of men, especially younger men, they've been cut off from society, especially today, And there's no guidance. There's no mentors. The social networks have all moved online. It leaves a lot of young men today out of the loop. And there's a lot of sharks looking to capitalize on that right now. And it seems a lot of so-called gurus have just rebranded themselves into life coaches. And they know full well, I mean, it's just a never-ending spiral. They know this. Oh, you failed in this endeavor? Ah, well, no, you didn't follow my advice to the letter. No, you weren't alpha enough, mate. All the while, They keep heaping all the standard traditional male expectations on them, along with all the bullshit shaming. And they know there's always going to be a new batch of young men just looking for guidance. You know, there's just another one born every minute. They know this. So what do? They just peddle fear. They just peddle shame, guilt. And they want you to fail. Because it's best for business. But I mean, if a man is offering you advice and there's a dollar sign attached to it, keep walking. Tell him to get fucked. Because it's a wonderful word. No. It's amazing how much respect it garners when a man respects his own time, when he respects his own labour and himself. I mean, I've sat across from some of the hardest bastards you could ever meet, and not one of them ever said to me that they can go it alone, or that they don't need anyone, that they don't need family, that they don't need friends or support. Not one of them. You know, not one of them had the letter S carved into their chest. I mean, the only place I've ever seen men state that is online. That is quite the coincidence. And it's all the same principle. You know, it's return on investment, whether it's business, whether it's relationships. It's minimal capital outlay up front with guaranteed work lined up. So you know what your investment nets in terms of compensation and in terms of repeat business. So you see where the value is. And it's readily identifiable. It's, you know, it's tangible. And the goalposts don't keep shifting. And you know that your work is appreciated and that you're respected for your contributions. So you know where you stand. But every violent offender I've ever spoken with or interacted with, he came from an environment where it was the exact opposite. You know, they never knew where they stood. They were consistently undermined, unappreciated, shamed, ignored, devalued, treated like shit. And where there was no stability, you know, they didn't know who was going to kick off or hit them next or yell at them. Where no matter what they did, it was either never enough or it was always wrong. And the amount of times I've had to point out to men that those relationships, whether they're relationships with parents or with siblings or with women, pointed out to them that those relationships are actually toxic. I mean, I wouldn't be able to count the number of times. And it's astonishing what men simply accept. And to a large extent, many men just don't know any better. They've just been conditioned to accept. I've been reading a lot recently. I've been reading a lot of Charlie Bukowski recently, and he really hit it on the head when he said, "I was drawn to all the wrong things. You know, I liked to drink. I was lazy. I didn't believe in God. I didn't care about politics. I had no ideals. I was kind of a non-being, and I accepted that. You know, I wasn't an interesting person because I didn't want to be interesting. It was too much work. All I wanted was to just exist in a soft, hazy space and to be left alone. And on the other hand, I'd get drunk and I'd scream, I'd go nuts. And one kind of behavior didn't fit the other, but I just didn't give a shit." Because, I mean, how many men actually live their own lives? They're like little wind-up toys. Yeah, wind them up from the time they're boys and just watch them go. Kick them. Shame them, browbeat them. It's this never-ending hamster wheel of self-improvement and just endless expectations. Generations of men all running around seeking their next fix. Completely oblivious to what really makes them tick or what gives them any sense of real purpose or contentment. I think it's worse now more than ever, you know, especially with younger men. There's that meme, you know, of cope. That's cope. You're just coping, bro. So the inference is that anything other than validation and so-called intimacy from a woman is meaningless. You know, it's kind of a pathetic way for a man to live, but it seems increasingly popular or convenient. You know, I remember a few years ago I was in Campania in Italy. I saw something called the Rites of Penance. It was fucking amazing. You'd think the KKK were in town, you know, men in white hooded robes. They walk in procession down the streets and they strike at their flesh with pieces of cork with metal spikes attached to them. And there's the flagellants, as well. And they whip themselves with metal cords. What they call it, Batenti. It was a bloodbath. It was fucking great. It happens every 7 years in the festival that runs for a week. The next one is in 2024. I think I'll be there again, front and centre. Because it's an incredible sight to behold. I'm not religious, but it's just such an intense spectacle. I was told the origins of the practice are derived from locals dedicating the procession to the Virgin Mary as a means to end a famine in the region. And this tradition, it just seems to be revived. It seemed to be revived during the centuries, just as time went by. Whenever they went through tough times in the region. And it's an epic sight. In the streets, they're literally lined with blood. Men just laying into themselves, the white robes, all drenched in red. Now, I see that image. I see that image in my head every time I hear or see a man beat himself down, or just limit himself, or just sacrifice his time or his needs for someone else. Now, except for many men, this rite of penance never ends. Now, for a lot of men, it's 24/7. And people often ask me, what the hardest part of dealing with men or with male offenders was. They always seem to think that it's the aggression, but it was never that, and that was never an issue. What it was looking at man after man whose self-worth was in the gutter. Now, I'm seeing the same thing in young men today who didn't come from those unstable or abusive environments. A lot of these young men that you take one look at these guys and you'd think they had autism. Now, others you talk to and you find out they're wound up just as tight as a violent offender. The brain chemistry and their physiology is hardwired to react with extreme prejudice to even the slightest perceived slight or provocation. And they're all geared up, as one might say. Well, I mean, we've cut young men off. And we keep putting them on blast, so that's going to be the end result. They live in their head 24/7, thinking everyone hates their guts. I mean, you can't just turn around and not expect the feeling to be mutual. Because existing in that kind of hostile internal landscape, more often than not, it leads to a lot of damage and a lot of personal loss. And Charlie Bukowski, he said, human relationships don't work anyhow. He said, it's just a fight to the death and a cesspool all of our own making. I couldn't agree more. Because most people, they're not fit. They're not fit for relationships, especially with themselves. They have tyrants living in their heads. They're their own worst company. And the way young men raise women today to the position of goddess, it's staggering. These young men's existence seems to revolve around a woman's validation. Without it, they just deem themselves worthless and just think that their lives have no meaning. And they seem to crave or pine for some antiquated notion of love that they got out of some fucking Mills and Boons novel. I've never experienced love for a woman. You want to know why? You want to know the secret? Here's a hint. It doesn't fucking exist. I mean, I've had affection for plenty of women. Just like I have for my dogs, but just like I have for certain musical piece that reminds me of something. Or for a certain time in my life, that I remember fondly, or some experience. But, I mean, love, I mean, what the fuck is that? As far as I understand it, it's men giving and women receiving, never reciprocating. It's not tangible. It's just a buzzword. And you know it yourself. More often than not, it's just a tactic used to shame men and just to pull them back into line. It's a piss-poor investment for the man from the get-go. Men today, I mean, they're so ready to drop everything in their life and just throw friends and family under the bus to commit to a woman. But they won't make that commitment to themselves. And more often than not, that men just walk into a relationship with a woman with all their defenses down. They set no boundaries, and they don't articulate their needs or their expectations. They don't set those boundaries. Say what they want of her or what they expect of the relationship and so on. They don't set those expectations. So right from the get-go, she's a closed shop and he's an open book. And her expectations, they couldn't be any clearer because she's fucking laid them out front. You know, she's not shy about it. I mean, the number of times I've said to women, I'm not your daddy. I'm not your ex. I'm an individual. But men now, they seem very cautious to speak up for what they want. You know, they fear she'll leave him or he'll get a black mark beside his name in the sisterhood manual. FYI, I actually hear that manual is actually an app now. It lists all the names of difficult men who won't play ball and actually have a degree of self-regard. And Stardusk, he's in there. His name is at the top of the list, I believe. But speaking of the Lord of the Black Pill, Stardusk said something years ago that men still can't accept. Yet it's an evident truth. Women do not love men. It's still today. I mean, men still can't accept this. They build entire belief structures around avoiding this truth. What men are seeking from women does not exist. Men have been saying this for years, but it still hasn't sunk in. Men devalue themselves to such an extent today. I mean, how could a woman even take them seriously at this point? It's sad to see. Because apparently it's a cardinal sin now. Young men having an iota of self-regard and self-respect. I mean, how dare they? The fuck's that about? I mean, imagine living your life as a man according to what you solely deem important and rewarding. The fucking nerve. So, young man, what are you passionate about? Dunno. What do you like doing with your time? Nothing. What really lights your fire? What are you good at? What do you enjoy? Nothing. No idea. Don't know. Yeah? What do you want to do with your life? Nah, there's no point. Can't get laid. It's over. Yes. I mean, the world is changing. A fucking actress goes on OnlyFans and she makes 1.5 million in 24 hours. So every woman now wants to be her own cult of celebrity via social media and every other platform out there. Oh, no. She's not merely a woman now. No. She's a brand. I've actually had women say that to my face. They seem perplexed when I respond with, yeah? So what's your point of difference? I mean, the lights are on, but no one's home. You know, behold, a vacuous waste of space with nothing between her ears. Just a pair of jiggling tartars who wouldn't spit on you if you were on fire. I mean, I've been witness to a lot of young men finding passions and finding real interests. It could be anything. It could be art. It could be music. It could be boxing. It could be any other sport. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just one thing that just sparks an interest. And you see the difference. I mean, it's like night and day. And you can ask them up front, what's it like? Now, what's it like finding something you're good at that you enjoy? And they all describe the same experience. Yeah, everything in their life just starts firing. You know, just starts firing off. And it's not just one thing. Their thoughts, their physiology, you know, they get active. They get engaged about everything in their life. And you know, some of them get so wrapped up in what they're doing sometimes, they forget to eat. You know, that passion is where going to the bathroom is an inconvenience. You know, that's passion. I've seen men get that way about, you know, you think just little things, but like fishing. They get that way about footy, training, you know, anything. But it's just that one thing that sparks that fire inside them. And every man should experience this. But many men, maybe most, You know, just go through life just experiencing a flat effect, you know, blunted. It's not surprising. When you're living your life on someone else's terms, of course you're going to end up like some robotic zombie on autopilot. Yeah, I went to hospital the other day to visit a friend. I knew I'd have to go through 100 layers of security just to get in the front door, so I took the piss and I borrowed my mate's hazmat suit. And it gave my friend a good giggle anyway. But, you know, he thought he was talking to Darth Vader, but, you know, I would have got a stripper for him, but I'll give him a lap dance, but I don't think he can smuggle those into hospitals currently. But, you know, I suppose what he went through, you know, how he ended up in hospital, what he went through, it could be termed a near-death experience. But, you know, as it goes, he got a bit thoughtful, a bit reflective, as you do at those times. But what poured out of him was just regret. You know, over his life up to this point, his regret over his marriage, his work, his kids, all of it. And what came out of him, you could see that there was no love there. All there is just mutual resentment between his family and himself, because they don't value him. Yeah. I was looking at him, the picture came to mind that they should just hang "Don't be this guy" over his bed. So I asked him, I said, all right, but what are you grateful for? So he stopped and he had to think about it. And he just started, you know, rambling off. He started laying out all the things he liked. You know, he liked his truck. He liked fishing out on the boat with the boys. And as he broke it down, you saw he valued everything outside of his family and marriage. You know, he's just another man running on autopilot. Now, as Bukowski said, most people never go crazy. What horrible lives they must lead. So, go a little crazy. You'll be better for it.